I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with U.S. Congressman Jack Bergman for a legislative update having to do with COVID-19-based legislation. Here's more with Congressman Jack Bergman.
Here's what's going on. Number one, everybody is involved in this. Nobody just sits back and says, okay, who's taking care of me? Everybody's got skin in the game here, whether it's the large corporation, the small business owner, you know, the people, you know, whether you're running a school district or just that family trying to keep itself together. But the things that have been made easier, everything from companies, banks, credit unions, they've reached out to me and said, hey, have the people call us, call your banker, call and ask, say, I'm going to have a little problem with my payment this month. The banks just want to know. They want the interaction so that they can say, hey, look, we've got some flexibility here. We know you can't pay this month because right now you're short term out of work. It's that communication amongst people that will make it better for all concerned, because let's face it, we all have bills to pay. Businesses have businesses to run. I mean, I've talked to several business owners from Marquette who actually, after we talked, they were concerned. I said, look, put together a business plan that you've got, you know, this month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, and just see what your numbers look like. And then once you've done that, that you will have a realistic position of understanding of the position that you're in. And then let's look at it after that. And we did that with a couple of folks, and they went, well, okay, it's not quite as bad as I think. But if I do this, this, and this, and that involved telling their employees, look, we're going to be shut down here. What we're talking about here is a restaurant. We're going to be shut down here, but if we do this, we do this, and we do this, we're going to be able to get through this. But it's a community effort. I was talking to I've talked to all the hospital CEOs in the first district. I've talked to all the tribes because they all have tribal health clinics. There are certain commonalities. We know we need supplies, but where the commonalities, we know we need healthcare workers, but where the commonalities sometimes disappear is where can we coordinate our resources? For example, let's say UP Health coordinating with Munising or coordinating with, you know, Berriga or whatever it happens to be to manage the cases that they have and the severity or not severity, but it is all about people working together. And this is a time where we as the United States of America can really show how good we are when it comes to working together locally, working under the leadership of the governor. I mean, I'm daily in contact with the governor's staff. It's about our job as Michiganders is to take care of Michigan. Of course, here we are, you know, in the UP, we're going to be coordinating with people from Wisconsin down south. State, we're going to be coordinating with people from Indiana or Ohio when you're on the border. That's what an emergency response looks like.
That's the comments of Congressman Jack Bergman. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.